But just to clarify what's been happening to us, is it really a matter of having worked ourselves out of a job? Of being so amazingly efficient and inventive, creating the machines that reduce the need for so many of us? And now, as a result, so many of us are lolling listlessly about the planet, reducing ourselves to redundancy? To put it this way, disappears powers logic and agency, hides it in some alleged inevitable process called the development of technology, so-called. When, if conscious actors who shield themselves are returned to the picture and so-called natural tendencies are exposed as theft, it may be we could see all the machines and marvelous technology so hungry for fuel, water, and energy as the residual husks of a feeding frenzy, and our rich earth in trouble below is now decomposing flesh and bare bones. And that when we're told the venom top tale that too many of us have overstayed our hall passes, the laggards, the dull ones, consume resources but contribute nothing except to the joint effort destroying the planet. The truth is, in fact, that the point of it all is the crafting of rigid, fixed class. And below the radar screen of mainstream media, the constant pressure never lets up on our most vulnerable sisters and brothers, to accept the thankless role of bearing the burden with their unskilled and so, quote unquote, not worth much, brutal hand labor, so the really smart ones can save the planet. So what's actually behind the manly phrases and lines like developing the productive forces is a systematic crafting of two worlds and a con job unparalleled to keep us performing our given tasks with our minds managed in such a way that these roles continuously made and remade get fixed in place. So the point is not progress or benefiting the people, not developing forces so economies can grow, not managing most efficiently planetary resources, but rather for a tiny few to play dress up in ill-fitting robes. And so the true point of Marcuse's words, which scream out to be heard, is the plea that we see our future is in our global solidarity. I want to close by just repeating my argument that what keeps us from moving forward with our global solidarity is the fondness of mine workers for inventing ideologies. Something I hope we can open up discussion about, because global solidarity is our future. Until next week, peace.